Joining us on the official BKB podcast, delighted to talk to Callan Harley. Callan, how are we doing?
Not too bad, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, good. We're good, pal. You're looking in good nick. You've been in camp?
Full in camp. I'm feeling really good as well, so I'm probably excited for this one.
So let's just talk about you and boxing. You're one of those rare people, like, you come into it late.
Yeah, I didn't start boxing until I was 30 years of age. And then I mean, don't get me wrong, I have got this far, and I believe that it's quite far in the game. And it's only because I've become obsessed with it. Like, in the space of, I remember I was fighting up and down the country. I remember I fought five times in 1 month, and I was just, and I was never, I was always a way fighter, but I was never a journeyman. I always came for a war, and I knew I needed more experience.
That was white collar.
Yeah. And I knew I needed more experience, and then I went out and got it, and that's what it is. It changed my life. I was addicted to it. I knew where I wanted to be, where I wanted to go, so I was just chasing it, chasing that dream.
I mean, presumably you'd have a lot of problems refereeing and that when you're the away fighter. You know what you got to do to win.
Oh, yeah, you got to knock them out the draw, ain't you? It's one of those.
But nevertheless, we say you started late, but boxing is in your family's blood because your dad boxed.
Yeah. Dad boxed, has always coached as well. I started boxing, competing when I was 30, but Dad had a gym in Boston, so I used to go down on 6 weeks holidays, so he was always there. So I did a little bit with him, but never really took it seriously, to be honest with you. I just wanted to be a little shit when I was younger, and that's what I was. So,
when you say you're a little shit, most kids are little shits, but were you like exception? Were you a Looney Tune?
Yeah, well, I used to just hang around with my older brother and all his mates, so I was always like the youngest one who was just,
in trouble.
We used to get in a lot of trouble. We was just cheeky, just naughty, always in different schools and things like that. But it was not down to anything other than me just being a little shit, really.
You went white collar, and you lost the first fight.
Yeah, I did. I lost my first fight. I nearly quit. And just people in the trained in the gym with was like, "No, Carl, don't quit." And then, they literally had to twist my arm. I was ready to give it up because I remember after my first loss, I was better than him as well. And but he was about 10 kilos heavier than me, and I knew I was better. I sparred him, and I thought, "Oh, I've got this. I'm not here to take part." I had everything in my head mentally. And then he dropped me in the first 30 seconds. He was 10 kilos heavier. But to be honest with you, I needed that to just wake myself up. I sorted out my game then. And then I boxed very well, but the 10 kilo deficit was too much. So he beat me hands down. And then, I waited to stop, knock it on the head, and then everyone talked me around and carry on. And then I just went on like a nice win streak then, because I had so many emotions straight away from the off.
It does highlight, though, how important matchmaking is to be matched at the right weights.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I do a lot of matchmaking on local shows as well, and that's one massive thing for me. Like, it's got to be, really, you want to match every fight, possibly, in your head to be a draw.
Yeah.
And that's how you get the best fights. But, I mean, I've been matched badly on so many shows up and down the country, not even in the country, some in Spain and Italy, and
so you were travelling abroad to fight white collar
that was pro,
that was pro, okay.
Yeah,
so you're fighting abroad pro. Again though, you're the away fighter, aren't you?
Oh mate, yeah, always.
Was that an experience though, fighting abroad?
Yeah, it was, loved it. Yeah, it's I would always recommend it. I mean, you're there and they're expecting you to lose because you've got no fans, you know what I mean? And you've probably only been seen like a little snippet of what they decide to show you. Yeah. So if they show you anything, that is, and they want you to lose. They want you to lose. But, I mean, that being said, you can make of it what you want, course, you know what I mean? Like, at the time when I took those fights, I wanted more ring time. I wanted a weekend away. I wanted some money.
How are you fighting licence? That's just... How are you fighting licence? Because presumably the BBBC wouldn't have had you. How are you fighting? What licence did you
have? I've got a Belgium pro boxing licence.
Yeah.
So you've got to do what you can. Tommy, you've got to do what you can. Yeah. I wanted to get that more experience. I wanted the international experience. So you just do what you can.
And then, of course, I think you got with the Irish Boxing Board.
Yeah. I've had one of those as well. I took one of those first. I had a fight. I wait a whole year for a fight. That fell through. And I was fuming. Honestly, I was so fuming.
You wanted a fight?
Yeah, I felt like I waited for that point to get that fight. And I thought, oh, yeah, like lovely, I've got it. And then that fell through. And then that's when I messaged Jim. And then obviously, the rest is history then. And I'm five fights deep. This will be the sixth one on March 26th. So
let's look at your BKB, record.
Yeah.
Your first fight. Tell us how about preparing for that. Yeah. Because
Matt,
it is different.
I took that one on a week's notice. I didn't even have enough time to get like nerves. Didn't know what I seen BKB. I'm a massive fan of BKB, but everything else around it, honestly, I didn't know. Like, told my corner team, I said, oh, what are you doing my corner? I said, yeah, right, and we're watching the show. I thought, fucking hell. It was brutal. I remember I was fight number five, fighting someone that's...
Jamie Oldfield, yeah.
Yeah, fighting Jamie Oldfield, who's already had one before, so we knew what it was about. And first fight was first round knockout. Second fight was first round knockout. Third fight was first round knockout. I was thinking, fuck me, I'm up soon. And I was the fifth fight, and it was, you know, and I was the first fight, if not maybe the only fight to go the full distance that night. And I thought, I don't know whether, didn't know what to take from that. I thought, I don't know whether it's because I'm shit or whether it's just because I'm
a good match.
Old boots. Yeah. But
you went on points, though.
Yeah.
It's quite a good fight for you, though. You were quite comfortable, weren't
it
you?
It was, yeah. To be honest with you, yeah, I thought I won that very, very comfortable. I felt really good. I felt like I was showing confidence during the fight. He jumped on me on the straight off the first bell. And I think his corner, they knew it was my debut. So, I would have told my corner man, my guy myself, just jump on him. You don't know whether he likes it yet, do you know what I mean? And he did, and to be honest with you, he did me a favour because I didn't have enough time to get into it slowly, just straight in. And anything from that point then, it's not a decline, but you're already ready for it, do you know what I mean? So it did me a favour, and I managed to pick my shots, move around, and I felt really comfortable.
A lot of fighters, they'll have that first fight and think, this ain't for me.
Yeah.
But you didn't. You got the bug.
Yeah, no. I loved it. And then, mate, it's contagious. Go back to Peterborough, and then got Martin on board. Got a few other boys from local areas. Ozzy Smith, who was on the second from last show. Danny Means, who was on the second from last show. It's infectious. So
all bought into it. You were matched with Mark Hanley.
Mark Hanley, yeah. Mark Hanley was the second one.
He's a tough little cookie.
Matt, I like Mark.
He's a good
lad. I like him a lot, yeah. I do like him a lot. And we had two wars, me and him. First fight, I should have been boxing pretty. But he wanted to take it to a war, and I thought, oh, he's not going to have my respect. So I thought, oh, I'm going to have to stick it on him as well. So me and him were just fucking having an absolute tear up in the middle of the ring. He wobbled, I wobbled. But to be honest, I learned a lot about him from that fight.
It was a draw, though.
It was probably how I really like him now, do you know what I mean? Maybe he'll say the same thing about me.
But he screamed out for a rematch.
Yeah, 100%. We got that straight away on the next show. And then it ended up, I won in the second round stoppage, that one.
Then
Luke Kelly, yeah.
Your toughest to date, that
was. Oh, yeah. Very, very good opponent. It was decent. It's better than me in every aspect of fighting, to be honest with you, and he honestly was. But it was his debut, didn't know anything about him. Do you know, it's one of those. Again, yeah. I knew he was a bigger lad. I mean, he's huge. But I wasn't bothered. Like, I wasn't bothered at all. I was fighting up at 73 for him. But I thought, I'm not too bothered about fighting up. Like, not a problem, because he's either going to like it or he's not. And like, he took to it like a duck to water, didn't he? It was absolutely brilliant. And I took that, my first loss, that one. Got a big scar in my eyebrow as well, But I thought, I like that. I wear it as a trophy.
So you do them yourself, you repair them yourself. Right.
Yeah, I carry like super glue in my gym bags and things like that, and I just like fix myself as and when I can. Do you know what it is? So when you go to the hospital, they're going to use pretty much the same stuff. And you're probably going to wait there 6-7 hours. You're going to come out poorly. You're going to come out coughing and sneezing.
Something.
Yeah, 100% of it. I know the people worry about you can get maybe poisoning or something like that. And I suppose, the danger is real. But when you use the same one every single time and everything's fine, like, I've been using them for like years now, do you know what I mean? Like, but it's just how I am. Like, I do it for years. We're working, we cut ourselves, we'll clean it with white spirit. And then we'll just super glue it up, and then we're good to go again. And that's just how I've been.
Personally, I think you're mad, but that's
a little bit. But you've got to be doing BKB in the first place, ain't you?
And then came Pat Nash.
Pat Nash. So I took my first loss against Kelly. Next show was 5 weeks later. And I thought, I'm jumping straight on it. Like, I took my first loss. I thought, I don't want to sit on that for too long. I'll just jump straight on. And of course, I took that like big scar above my eye. So that whole 5-week training camp from then on, I didn't do a single round of sparring.
And you didn't prepare. You didn't have a proper sparring camp.
I mean, I was fit. I was watching loads of like fight videos, not of Pat Nash, but how I wanted to fight, because obviously how I was going to fight was very different to when I ever have done, and pretty much only existed in my head. So that look, bobbing and weaving and rolls, coming forward, nice high guard. I don't usually fight like that, but it suited me well. But the lack of ring experience during that training camp, it showed, because he caught me. It was a good shot. I believe I gave him it. It's one of those where you got to think like that, Tom. Like, every time I get caught clean, it's not because they're better than me. It's because I gave them that opportunity and I beat myself up about it. That's how you get better.
Now, Johnny Jones, what do you know about him?
Yeah, like Johnny Jones.
Yeah, he's a good lad.
Yeah, I do like him. Our relationship's only going to get better, mate, especially once we have a fight, because I know he's going to bring the heat and I know he's going to be fit. He's going to be coming for a war, and exactly the same for me. So, generally really looking forward to it.
You've talked about a war on a few occasions been chatting. Are you improving, though, as a boxer?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I feel like every fight I'm just adding something like a little bit different. Yeah, I have hiccups and things like that in terms of go to war when I should be boxing, or boxing when I should go to war and things like that. But this is my big shot, Tom. This is a British title, 66 kilos. Won't call it minimum weight because it's not sexy enough. We'll just call it 66 kilos.
But what are you best at? What's your best fighting weight?
66.
You fought heavier, which didn't suit you.
Yeah. Well, I'd still do it now, Tom. It's just one of those things. I always said to him, I fought at like 3 weights. I sit in the middle, walk around at 68 kilos, and I can fight above or I can fight below. So it works out like 70, 72, walk around at 68, 69, and I can come down to 66. So I just wanted to be busy, I just wanted good fights. So, I mean, I had 2 wins, 2 draws, one loss.
You seem to have taken to BKB. Not everybody does, but you've taken to it, and you seem to get on well with the owners. You're a good fit.
Hopefully, I do like it. I do like the team. I do like the. It is a family, isn't it, Tom? Like you know yourself. Exactly. Like you spend a lot of time with us as well. It's very much like close knit. No one really dislikes
There's
each
no
other.
No poses, is it?
That's at all. Like, to be honest, posers have got found out, don't they? They don't really stick around for long because they get found out and they're gone. Not because they get kicked out. They just realise that it's not for
not
them.
Not for them, yeah. Yeah, for sure. So when Callan Harley's not BKBing and you're not sparring, what do you do?
Yeah, well...
Are you married?
Yeah, yeah, well, I've got a partner, not married. I've got 4 children. I'm an old man, Tom, and I mean, I'm 36. my eldest daughter, she's 16, so...
What do they think about you fighting?
They like it. They really? Like it, yeah. Yeah, they like it. The youngest one, not really too keen, but I mean, she's young, she obviously don't fully understand, do you know what I mean? But
what about the missus, though? Not sure.
She likes it. She does like it. She don't know.
She'd rather watch somebody else fighting than you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. No, I brought her to the last show. I was cornering Danny Means that fight. And, yeah, she liked it. She liked it. Good atmosphere. It's just one of those things. It's like Marmite, isn't it? It's like Marmite. I'm sure watching me fight she don't like, but...
The event you'll like.
Yeah.
So what about when you're not fighting? What's your
pastors?
What do you do?
Yeah, well, I teach in the gym. I teach kids boxing.
PT?
Yeah, yeah, no, I do kids classes. I do kids anyway from 6 to the age of 13 on a Tuesday, and I do the teenagers on a Saturday morning, but... The teenagers' class, it's getting interesting, Tom. We've got them all that. They've been with me from the very, very start. They've never done anything at all. We've got them sparring now. We're just sort of breaking into getting them fighting on local shows and things like that. And yeah, do you know what? They're really doing well. I'm massively proud of them as well. I can't wait.
Are you a music fan, for example?
I listen to anything. I listen to anything, Tom.
Favourite bands?
Do you know what? Everyone takes a mickey at me, but the radio station in my car, and it's always on, and the kids come in, try and get me to change it, but I always have a bit of Smooth Country, Tom. I like a bit of Smooth.
Nothing wrong with that, but I'll
I never used to be a massive fan, and I remember I went to work away in France, and the people I was working with, they had Smooth Country, a lot of country music and things like that. And I come back, I thought... What a load of crap that was. And then later on, in life, a couple of years later, I thought, oh, do you know what? I like this. It must be as I'm getting older. I love that. Now it's not proper music. It all just makes sense, the words and things like that.
You can relate, can't you, sometimes?
Oh, yeah,
I think that's 100%. The key. What about, are you a TV fan, an addict to TV or anything?
I do.
Don't you dare say Love Island.
I do like Love Island.
No way.
Yeah, I do, yeah. Matt, I sit there, I've got my cup with my name on. I do. Take it to the gym as well.
Looks
at it as my Callan Love Island cup. But yeah, no, I do like it. Do you know what it is? I love uncomfortable situations. And there, it is uncomfortable situations that I proper love it. I proper thrive off it because when everyone's all a bit sitting there, a bit awkward because he's been going out of her, but now he's here with her and things like that. I think, oh my God, I'm sitting here on the edge of my seat.
I don't know. I'm not impressed. However, do you have a favourite film?
Anything really. I like loads. I do like loads. Yeah. It depends what mood I'm in, but yeah. Nothing's sticking out to me. Yeah, nothing's sticking out to me.
What are your long term ambitions for BKB?
Oh, we can get this British. I'm not here. I mean, to be honest, yeah, I'm a realist. I could win and I could lose. It's not a problem, but...
Every BKB fight is
that. Yeah. And in my head, I've got to have that. I've got to have that mentality.
Belief that you're going to win.
I believe I'm good enough to win 100%, but I would never, push the fact on me. No way, I could never lose. I could never lose. Because that's not me. I can lose. It can hurt me. Do you know what I mean? And that's what I need, just to keep me switched on and keep me
So that isn't a negative for you. That's a positive.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah, 100%. And it's the same. I mean, I do a lot of sparring, obviously. And I forget my... I'm useless at remembering things. I forget my head guard, I forget my gun shield. And then I was like, we won't do headshots. But no, it's not your problem, it's my problem. I forgot it. We'll do headshots. And you know what? When you fight with no head guard, no gun shield, you're so much more switched on because you don't want to get your teeth knocked out.
Absolutely.
And that's the same thing where I think, yeah, I can be here, of course I can. And again, that will keep me there. That will keep me like moving fast, being sharp, getting the hands back, the head moving.
It's your first five rounder, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you know what? I've been begging for five rounders
really?
For ages. Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Three rounds are too fast. I get better as they go along. Like three rounds, honestly, that. But the same as Pat Nash, I felt I was on top of the fight. I was.
So you wanted another two rounds then?
Yeah. And he caught me once, right? I gave him it. Yeah. But I mean, it isn't there. There's two of us in the ring, Tom. So he caught me clean. I took a knee. And that's it. If anything, I probably even won that round that he caught me clean. But I mean, it is what it is. He caught me clean, giving it 10-8 rounds. Yeah. I won the round before it and the round after it. And that's it. There's your draw. Like, I mean, we was on a five rounder. I know I would have gone away with that. I would have just run away with it. But
can you change? Can you know, depending on your opponent, can you change your game plan or is the one Callan Harley like an Olympic?
Yeah, no. Every fight I'm learning. Like every day I'm learning. Every day is a learning day in the gym and trying new stuff, watching fights all the time. Like religiously, I've got to just watch fights. Just like it's. For me, it's not just a lap, just watching it with a beer or with mates or whatever. I mean, not that I drink, but it's not about that. For
it's
me,
learning,
it's revision.
It?
Yeah, it's revision. And I could watch the same fight twice, two or three times, and I'm watching something different each time I watch it. Like how he's moving after he's got hit. Like how he's reacting, his head movement, his feet work. Like I'm watching everything. Like. And you can't watch all that things of just watching the same fight once. I can watch it three times and take so much different things from each time I watch it. Like honestly, it's mental.
Who's your inspiration?
It changes every fight camp. So I mean,
really?
Yeah, it does. It changes every fight camp because of, not that I imitate because I'm different to anybody else, but. Take little things from who I'm fighting at that, who I'm watching at that time, but I'll keep that.
Do you have a favourite fighter? Favourite boxer and a favourite BKB fighter?
Yeah. My favourite boxer, it's got to be Tyson Fury, mate. It honestly has. Just for down to that, his technical ability. That don't get me wrong, there's better technical fighters out there, but. Not when you're that big, do you know what I mean? Not when your attributes is also going against you because you should never be moving that nice, you know? It's being that size,
that
do you know
size,
what I mean? Yeah. So that.
I agree, he's the best technical boxer we got at that size, without a doubt.
And best BKB fight, mate, I've got to stay true to my roots, I've got to say Martin Reffel, like. Well, I can't choose myself, do you know what I mean? So, and I love him. I love him like a brother. Like, I love his family, just everything about him, yeah. So I'm fully behind Martin.
Good luck. We're looking forward to the fight. Thanks, folks, for listening to this BKB. Thanks for talking to us, Callan.
Thank you, Tom. Cheers.
Yeah, but thank you. Leave a review, folks. Good, bad or indifferent. We want to hear what you think. But thanks for listening to the BKB official podcast.